Okay, first of all, Eric is going to be available next week for help. So during the break, he'll be available Tuesday. Why give me the date, actually? No. Oh, yes, you're right. I was going after. Okay, so Eric will be available those days if you want help having problems with something, he'll be available. My current plan is I have a conflict the Tuesday after break, which would be the 21st. So my current plan is to have that also a lab day, like we did the last time I had a conflict. So the 21st will also be a lab day. So I'm giving you 3 lab days. So therefore, I'm going to anything that is due before break, and that doesn't mean the JavaScript assignment, that's due after break. Anything that is due before break that you don't get in by the week after break, by the Thursday after break, and I'll put that up on the website. It's going to lose a lot of points. I'm going to start seriously subtracting points. Because if you don't get caught up over break, it ain't going to happen. Okay, so essentially, you've got time to meet with Eric during break. The Tuesday after break, we're going to set up as a lab day. And probably, I was still not positive with the conflict, I'm 99% positive. And so we'll have those days. And so that Thursday, the Thursday after break, I need everything in that was due before break, because that basically gives you enough time to do it. Okay, so if I don't get that, I'll still take it, but I'm going to start subtracting serious points. Whereas now I subtract a little bit from the 10% for being a responsible student, but I don't subtract from the assignment. But I'm going to start subtracting from the assignment for anything that was due prior to break, okay? Because you've got all of those help times to do it. And you can email me. I am around during break and happy to answer emails. Okay, so we are looking at JavaScript. So we're going to go in under programs. And we're now going to start looking at loops. Now remember I told you that there were 3 things you needed to be able to do. You need to be able to do sequence. And sequence means you drop down from one instruction to the next. You need to do ifs or decisions. And you need to do loops, which are repeats. Okay, so we've looked at these 2. Now we're going to look at loops, starting with the while loop. So now we're going to start looking at loops. Loops allow you to do something over and over and over again. Okay? So, I'm coming in and I've got a while loop. How many times should I write the line? And this lovely thing has picked up and hopefully it will go away. How many times should I write the line? I'm going to say 5. And I say OK, and it writes the line 5 times. Okay. If I said 100, it would have written it 100 times. So this is the loop. Is that an attendance sheet?
Yeah.
Ooh, thank you, whoever started it. Did you start it?
Yeah.
Thank you. The rules have gotten much stricter, and I can't get used to taking attendance. I never used to bother. was your responsibility whether or not you came to class. But the rules have gotten much stricter, so now I have to take attendance because I have to have heard from you. You don't have to be in class, but I have to have heard from you. Okay, so I forget all the time, so thank you for remembering. Okay, so I'm starting out here. And this is what I've got. I set up a variable called data input. So there's my variable. And notice this time I used an underscore in the name, and that is also allowed. You can use no spaces, you can use camel case, or if you want to, you can put an underscore. So this time I put an underscore. So now I am doing the calculation. Thank you. Here's the attendance sheet. If you just came in, sign at the end, because I'm not sure you've got it. Did you? No. So the data input is, I started it out with an initial value of 0. And then I said data input equals prompt. How many times should I write the line, comma, 0? The 0 again goes in the box. Then I set up another variable called count. Now this time I actually took in the data for input and then I put count. I could have said, no, I'm going to put all my variables together and put the variable up there. It doesn't matter. It accepts it either way. A lot of people like to put all their variables at the top, and I think that's a good way of doing it. But I wanted to make the point that, in fact, I can put it down here. In this program, these three lines are really housekeeping because they are being done once. And so that's why it was kind of acceptable to put them all three together and to put the take-in information there as well. Because how many times do I want to write the line is just once. I'm asking that question just once. Okay. As I said, I prefer actually putting variable count equals one and putting all the variables together at the top. But this is acceptable. So now I'm doing the loop. Now, with the loop, I need to do three things when I have a loop. I need to set the control. And count is my control. Okay, count is my control. And that's the other reason I put it there, is it's right on top of the loop. So I know that they go together, and I am setting my control. And I'm setting it right before I go in. So I'm setting the control before the loop. So that's the other reason why I chose to put it in that spot, is it's then right on top of the loop. The second thing I have to do is I have to check the control. And I'm doing that right here, where I am asking if count is less than or equal to data input, okay? And then the third thing I'm doing is I need to change the control. And I'm doing that right here. When I say add one to count. So I'm doing my change of the control right there. And my control is count. So count is my control. And I'm setting it, I'm checking it, and I'm changing it. And I need to be very sure that I do all three things. That I check, that I change, and that I set it originally. Okay? Questions on this? So I'm going to erase all of that so that I have room to actually look at the code, okay? So I'm starting count out at one. So count is starting out at one, for one there. And I entered in a five when I entered data input. So my first comparison is count less than or equal to five? And it is. So I go into the loop and I write out the first line. So I write out, this is number concatenated with count. So I put a one there, concatenated with a BR, which means after I write the line, I skip down to the next place. And when I get down to the next place, I wrote out the line, I add one to count. And I go back. Is count less than or equal to data input? Yup, two is less than or equal to five. So I document, write, this is number two. And I will write out the next line up there that says this is number two. Because count is two, so I write this is number two. Then I add one to count. And I go back up. Now notice the stuff that I'm doing within the loop is enclosed in the curly braces. And when it hits the second curly brace, it knows it's time to go back and check again because it has done everything inside the loop. So I write it out and I add one and I get the three. So I go back, is three less than or equal to five? Yes, it is. So I go in, I write out this is number three, and then I add one and this goes up to four. I loop back, is count less than or equal to data input? Four is less than or equal to five. I go in, I write out this is number four, and then I add one and it's five. I go back. Is five less than or equal to five? Yes, it is. So I write out, this is line five, and I add one. Then I go back. Is six less than or equal to five? No. No, right? Six is not less than or equal to five. A lot of agreement there? Okay. Six is not less than or equal to five, so I'm out of here. And that means I skip past the loop and I come down here. This is where I go when the loop is done. I come in here and I write out a BR which moves me down again. And then I write this is the end. Questions? Yeah.
You don't have to use the concatenate, do you? Can't you just use an apostrophe?
Yes. Comma.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not an apostrophe, a comma. Yeah, no, there's more than one way to stick things together. I use concatenate. And because I use concatenate, I have a space after the R, so I'll leave a space between this is number and count. Okay. But yes, a comma can work as well. Okay, that is one way to do a loop. If I started count out at eight, what would happen here?
Just write this as
N. Yes. So if I started count out at eight, if I put up here count equals eight, then it sits here, and I put in the five the way I did. Is eight less than or equal to five? No, it would drop out and just write this. it would not end of the loop. Okay, so if I had put in an 8, it would not end of the loop. And so I would just see that last line that says this is the end. Okay. So this is a do loop. And again, I asked how many times should I write the line, and again, I'm going to put 5. And that little keyboard comes somehow because of SmartBoard, and it's beyond my control. Okay, so the difference here is this is a different kind of loop. This is a do while. Okay, so if I go through this, it works the same way. If I put in a 5, I start out, count as 1. This is number 1, add 1 to count. Then I check. Is count less than or equal to data input? Okay. So I started out, count was 1. I went into the loop. It didn't ask me if I wanted to go in, it just sent me in. Because the do doesn't have any condition associated with it. In this one, the condition is at the bottom. Okay, the condition is at the bottom. So I go in, I write out the line with the 1 on it, and then I add 1 to count, and then I check. Is count less than or equal to 5? Yes, it is, so I go back, I write out the line, and I add. So I go through it in exactly the same way. Okay, when I add 1 to count and it goes up to 6, then count is no longer less than or equal to data input, and it stops. What's the difference between this and the other one? It's the location of the condition. Okay. So if I put an 8 in this one, what will I get? Okay, if I take this code and I put that in and I change this to an 8 so that I initialize count at 8. And I'm going to change this is do loop test.html. And I'm going to save it on my E drive. And then I'm going to come in and I'm going to say, do loop test. How many times should I write the line? 5. And this is what it gets. Okay, so what happened here? Count was 8. So I'm setting up count as 8. And then I hit the do loop, which has no condition. And it says document write. This is number and include concatenate with count. Count is an 8, so it writes out this is number 8. Then I add 1 to count. So at that point, it then checks and says, wait a minute, count is not less than or equal to 5. 9 is not less than or equal to 5. I'm out of here. And so it only does it the once and then drops down and writes out, so this is the end. So the difference here is it always does the loop once. Whereas with the while, we had the possibility that it wouldn't do the loop. And the difference is where it's checked. If it checks before it goes in, then it doesn't go in if it shouldn't do it. If it doesn't check before it goes in and does it once and then checks. So this means it always does the loop once. Questions? That question is going to come back to haunt you on the final, I guarantee. Okay? The difference between checking before and checking after. Because that's a really key thing. So if you're going to make notes about what is she going to ask on the final, she promises she will ask that. Okay. This is an if with a loop. Okay? Count is begin at the beginning of the loop is 1. Enter the number of points you've earned. So I'm going to enter 50. Total points after the add is 50. Okay. Count at beginning of loop 2. Enter the number of points. This time I'll enter 40. So I'm now up to 90. Count at beginning. This time, okay. This time I'll enter 30. So now I'm at 120. And this time I'm going to enter 20. And now I'm at 140. And this time I'm entering 10. And I'm now at 150 and it's stopped. Okay. So what I did here, actually, I didn't have to bring it over that much. What I did here is I used the alert. And I used the alert to tell me what was going on. So if I wasn't doing, if I wasn't getting the answer I thought I was should be getting, putting out the alert is a debugging tool. It tells me where I am, and I could watch that go up. I could watch the count increase, and I could watch the total points increase. So I could watch them, and I could see where it went wrong. Somebody stayed after class last Tuesday, and we were looking at something, and they couldn't figure out why something wasn't working. And when we put in the alert, it showed the progress through, and it was easy to pick up where it had gone wrong. Okay, so putting in an alert frequently will help you figure out what's going on. So my first alert came up and said, count at beginning of loop is 1. Then I said input points, and I took them in as input points. Then I added them to the total, and I put out an alert that said, this is where total is. So I watched total grow. Now notice what I'm doing here. I'm actually accumulating a total. So I have this total points. and I said, take the input points, add it to the total points, and put it back into total points. So if we watch what this does, is I have a count, and I have a total points that are going to be accumulators. They're going to accumulate totals. And then I also have input point. An input point is simply an area where I'm taking something in. And notice it has a capital P. So if I have a capital P, I gotta make sure I have a capital P, okay? So I'm saying alert, control is count, okay? Count is my control. So I'm saying set count equal to 1. I set total points equal to 0. I didn't set input points equal to anything, but I could have set it equal to 0. So then I said, okay, an alert put out that the count is 1, and it did that. And then I said, enter the number of points you were in, and then I entered 50. So it's now got 50 there. Then I said, take that 50, add it to the total points, which is 0, and put it back into total points. So I said, take what's in it, add 50 to it, and put it back. So I've now got 50. And I put out an alert that said, after the add, we have 50 points. And then I added one to count. This time I put pass integer on count. Every other time you see me do it, I wrote count equals count plus 1. And the reason is, usually, the browsers are smart enough to know that if I'm adding a number, it shouldn't be concatenating, it should be adding. But if you ever run into problems, try a browser that you haven't tried before and it doesn't work, if you put in the pass integer on count, then you guarantee it will work. Okay? I probably shouldn't say guaranteed. There's no guarantees. But it will more likely work. So that's just another way of doing it. Then I came down and said if total points is less than 10, but oh, sorry. I came down and went back to the loop. I should have listened to myself. Okay, I'm not going to hit this until after the loop. I'm not going to hit that until after the loop. So I go back, and now I say, my alert tells me the count is 2. I say prompt for the number, and this time I'm going to put in 40. It then takes 40, adds it to 50, and puts it back, so I'm now up to 90. And then I add one to count. It loops back, shows count as 3, asks for the number of points. I put in 30. It adds the 30 and gets up to 120, adds 1 to count. And I go back. Is count less than or equal to 5? Yes. So it shows count at 4. It asked me for points, and this time I put in 20. So I'm now up to 140 when I do the add. And then I put up an alert that said 140, and I added 1 to count. It went back. 5 is less than or equal to 5. I took in 10 this time. I added 10 to the total points and put it back in. So it's now 150, and I added 1 to count. Then when I went back up, it says, is count less than or equal to 5? No, it's not. 6 is not less than or equal to 5, so I'm out of here. It then came down to the if, and said, if total points is less than 10, it's not. So it took an else. If total points is less than or equal to 50, it's not. So it took the else, and it wrote out a message that says, you can choose anything from the group A. So this program shows sequence. It shows if statements. It shows loops. It basically shows all the things that we've talked about combined together. And after the if statement, they did a document write of message. Notice I put, you can choose a prize from group A in the message. And then actually, it was message that wrote it out. Actually, I took message, and message wrote it out. Questions? Yeah.
I should add two.
Good.
What's the alert for again, and like, what's the purpose of using it?
The alert is to show you where you are. So the purpose is, if I'm having problems and this wasn't working, for some reason, let's say instead of adding input points, I added count there. Then it wouldn't be working right. I'd keep increasing it by one, and I'd say, why isn't that working? If I put out an alert, it shows me what I'm doing as I go through. And then I can kind of follow and maybe help me figure out if I made a logical error. This alert doesn't help you if you made a syntax error, because syntax errors can result in the white screen of death, so nothing will happen. But if you made a logical error, let's say you added and you should have multiplied, or something like that, it will, as you watch the data change, it will show you. Once this program is working, I would take out the alerts. The alerts are, for me, the programmer to help me debug. Question two.
Oh, that was...
That was a combined,
yes.
Okay. Anybody else got a question? It's really good, because when you don't ask a question, I assume that you wonder, and I go charging on. And if you want to slow me down, you ask questions.
This,
go ahead, slow me down.
All right, well, I'm asking this, but I haven't really been able to process this here, but it seems like you should have gotten out of that loop earlier, because you exceeded 50. Well,
it has nothing to do with 50.
Okay.
The condition is count less than or equal to 5.
Oh.
That's the condition. You looking at the right program?
Yeah, what I'm looking at the wrong part, though. Basically the 50 has to do more.
That's after the whole loop has been done.
That'll determine the message more.
That
than
will determine the message totally. But you have to have gone through the whole loop, gathered the points, and then after you gathered the total points, you check the total points. But I had to go through 5 times in this case to gather the total points. And then I can check. And I just think it's comfortable. Different people have different thermometers. Okay, final totals is what I'm looking at next. So in this one, I'm going to compare. So I'm saying, enter the points that player one earned, and I'll put in a 50. Enter the points that player two earned, and I'll put in a 40. And then I said, do you want to play again, yes or no? So I'm entering a capital Y. And now I'm going to put in 50 again and 40 again, just so I remember. And this time I'm going to say no. Okay, so the total for player one is 100, and the total for player two is 80, because I entered 100 twice for player one, and I entered 40 twice for player two. So now if I look at the page source on this, okay, I've got player one total and player one entry. So I also have a variable called continue program. And I said while continue program equals y. So I set continue program up at y. Okay, so continue program is my control here. Okay, continue program is my control. That's my control. And I am setting it right there. I am testing it right here. When I say while continue program equals y, and I am giving the possibility of a change right here when I put out the prompt and say, do you want to play again, y or n? So that's where I'm doing the change on it, because I'm saying, do you want to do it, y or n? So as long as the user enters y, it will keep doing it. If the user enters n, it will stop. What about if the user enters z?
Stops.
Right. It stops with anything other than a capital Y. The only thing they can enter is a capital Y. And we'll get in later to how you can make a lowercase y and everything. But for now, if they enter a capital Y, it continues. Because it says while computer continue program equals Y. Anything else that they enter will mean it stops. Okay? So if they want to do it again, they have to enter a Y. Okay, so on this one, I prompt for player one, I prompt for player two, and I add. And for some reason, and I put this in here just to show you, it actually worked when I do the add there without saying the pass float and the pass integer. Okay, and the reason is that I did the parse when I first took it in. Okay, so for some reason it added these, and I look at this and say, huh. But then I see that when I brought it in, I did a parse of the parse integer. Okay. The kind of interesting part is that it took the total and figured if I was adding something I turned into an integer, it must be okay. Frequently, if it knows one is a number, it will accept that the other and do the add. Not the safest way to program it. It worked. Every time when I test it before I come in here, I wonder if the newest version is still going to let it work. But it worked. They have the rule that apparently, since it knows this is an integer, that it assumes that you want to do an add. But the safest way would have been to put parse integer on the total as well. Okay, so I want to show you that these can work, but it's not the safest way to do. The safest way is when you do an add, convert everything. Other than real numbers, you want to convert that. So I add the entry to the total and store it back in the total. I add the entry to the total, store it back in the total. And then I say, do you want to play again? Yes or no? And if they enter a Y, when it goes back and checks, it says, oh, do it again. If they enter an N or anything else, when it goes back and checks, it says drop out. And when it dropped out, it wrote the total for player one is player one total, and the total for player two is player two total. Okay, now, I want to know who won. So, if I want to know who won, somewhere down here, and it can either be before or after, I have to figure out who won and write it. How many possibilities are there for who won?
One.
Two.
What about a tie?
Three.
Ties count as winning?
Well, yeah, they both won. I always told my kids when it was a tie, they both won. Okay, so, anyway, you can have three possibilities. You can have player 1-1, or player 2-1, or it was a tie. Now, if you have those three possibilities, okay, so we have player 1-1, player 2-1, or they both won, otherwise known as a tie. Okay, so how many questions do I have to ask if there are three possibilities? Okay, so my first question is player one greater than player two? And if player one is greater than player two, who won?
Player one.
Player one won. So now I've got two possibilities left. So I can ask, is player one less than, well, we know the player one is. What is the next question I'm going to ask? Is player two the greatest? Okay? So I can ask, is, and it depends on how you want to phrase it, but is player two greater than player one? And that tells me that player two won. And otherwise, it tells me I have a tie. I just have to ask twice, because if there are only three possibilities and I get a no to both of the first two possibilities, it's gotta be the third. If I get a no, and it doesn't matter the order I ask these, and it doesn't matter how I phrase them, but I've got three questions, and if I get a no to two of them, it has to be the third. So, now I want you to go in and fix this program so you find out who won. So make a copy of the program and go in and figure out who won. Need a couple of if statements and a document write to put out the message. If you have questions, ask. That's what Eric and I are here for. And those of you who came in late, please remember to sign the attendance sheet. Or I won't know you were here. Somebody else came in the back row too, didn't they? They may have left. Here's a pen, I think. See if it works. Okay, so what did you write first? and we will try this together. And as I said, I could have put, I'm putting it right below, but I could have put it on top, I could have put it right before this document, right? Put the if statement in there too. It doesn't matter, it just depends on how you're handling it. So what am I going to write? What's my first if statement going to say?
Player one total is greater than player two total.
Right. If player one total is greater than player two total, and then what am I going to do?
You can have a message.
Well, tell me the next thing I should type.
Oh, MSG.
No, got to have a curly brace, right?
Oh, yeah, sorry, curly brace. And then.
Okay. I can you do MSG, or in this particular one, I did straight document writes, so I can do a document write, and I didn't use messages. It doesn't matter which way you want to do it. So I can write document write just to be consistent, and then say what?
Player 2.
Player.
Oh, sorry, else.
Player one, one, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry, yeah.
So player one, one.
Curly brace.
Okay. I need to have a semicolon, right?
Oh, yeah, sorry, semicolon, curly brace.
Okay. So now somebody else tell me what I do with the else. I've got an else here. What do I do next? Okay, somebody tell me what I do.
Player 2 greater than player 1. So player 2 to total greater than player 1.
Yes. So I've got an if statement, and I say if player 2 total, it helps if I can spell, is greater than player 1 total. And then I've got my curly braces. And I'll get this yet. And I do a document player 2-1. And then I've got to close that curly brace, and then I put another else, and this time I don't have to ask because it has to be the third possibility. So I can document, yeah, right. Tie. Or everybody won. Do I need any more curly braces?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where?
There.
Okay. So there I have my if statement. And as I said, I count. So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 left. 1, 2, 3, 4 right, so at least they balance out. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to save this.
I put in a break and it stopped working.
What do you mean a break?
Like so that when it goes to the next line, instead of just saying player two total. And then
okay, you did something wrong. I can look at it. But
okay.
You did something wrong. Okay, so does anybody see anything wrong with this? So this should work. we will try it. And I called it Who Won. So end of the points, and I'll do the same ones that I did before. 50, 40, and a yes. And 50, 40, and a no. And play a 1-1. So I've got one problem, right? And that is looks. It worked, but looks isn't too terrific, right? So I can go and fix that up in a variety of ways. Being kind of lazy, I'm going to grab that just document right BR and throw it in right here before I do anything else. I could have gone in and mixed it in with the messages too, but as I said, I just basically took the lazy approach. Yeah. Just a minute.
Sure.
So I'm doing file save, file exit, and now I'm going to go and run it again and put in 50, 40, yes, 50, 40, no, and now player 1-1 is down beneath it, and so it looks a little bit better. I had the right information, but the look wasn't good. Okay. And before you pass this in, and don't pass this in, this one is not a pass in because you've got the solution. But before you pass in your work, and I put up a JavaScript assignment, test everything. So I should not be confident that this is working because that worked. I should put in data that meant player 2 won. I should put in data that means it's a tie. And I should put in the data to test all three possibilities to make sure that all three possibilities are working. Okay. Questions? Yeah.
Why can't I make mine work?
I don't know, but he can help you. Right? Has he looked at it?
You know?
Two heads are better than one. You figured it out?
Well, I figured out how to make it work. I didn't figure out why it wasn't working.
Okay.
Right.
I will after.
Okay, all right, sure. Okay.
Did you find it? Eric, you want to go over?
Yeah.
Uppercase I when it should have been lowercase.
Yep. You know, it's usually something like that. You know, it's usually something that you say, how dumb can I be? And, you know, and those are the good kind of errors. The kind of errors that are the bad kind of errors are the ones that you seriously can't figure out. And it's a serious problem. Okay. So I'm going to look at math facts while loop. And this just wrote out the math facts. One plus one is two, two plus two is four, three plus three is six. And what I did is I said set a variable count at one. Do it while count is less than or equal to 3. Answer equals count plus count. Write out count concatenated with a plus sign with spaces around it. Concatenated with count. Concatenated with an equal sign with spaces around it. Concatenated with answer. Concatenated with a BR. And remember I told you when we were looking at HTML, sometimes I forgot to take this one out. That is from XHTML, where they made you write BR like that. It works fine in HTML. It's not what you should do. It's the previous version. We're now in HTML 5. XHTML was the previous version. But it works fine. So, I missed it until I just looked at it. And I will forget to fix it when I get home, so next semester I'll miss it as well. But anyway, it works fine. It's not what I would write. Okay, so I went through this loop and I added one to count. So the next time through I'm going to have 2 plus 2. And the next time I'm through, I'm going to have 3 plus 3. Okay. But that's really not the math facts. So what we're going to look at is the math facts where the numbers change. So the next one is math facts, a nested while loop. Okay, so here I am going 1 plus 1, 1 plus 2, 1 plus 3. So I've got 2 variables this time. I have count, I have count, and I have count in. And count in is the second one, and count is the first one, which it doesn't really want me to write next to. Okay, so count is the first one, and count in is the second one. And I think I'll just reduce this size a little, and then we can see it more clearly. Okay. So I'm starting out and I am initializing count as 1. I have a variable called count in. I didn't initialize it as 1, and I did that on purpose. It wouldn't hurt to initialize it as 1, but I want to make it clear where it has to be initialized. I need to initialize count right before the loop that has count as the control. But I have an inner loop here that has count in as the control. So I want to initialize that right before the loop that has it as its control. And I think you'll see why in a minute as we go through and do this. I have tests for both of them and I have adds for both of them. Okay. So we're going to start out and we're going to have count. We're going to have count in. And we're going to have answer. Okay. Now, I made a callous mistake on this one, and I didn't go back and fix it, because when I make mistakes, it makes me remember to tell you about it. I should have had a variable answer. But if you do not define a variable, and when I use it, it's to receive an answer, like that. JavaScript forgives me and lets me get away with it, okay? The better way would be to have set up a variable called answer. But if when I use answer, I am not saying answer on the right, which would mean I gotta know what answer is. But answer on the left, which means I'm going to put something into answer, it forgives me for not having defined it. Okay, so I got away with not defining it because of the way I'd used answer. Now, I'm not encouraging you to do that. I just want to point it out. every language has its idiosyncrasies, and you probably should not take advantage of them, because the next version may decide not to have idiosyncrasies. But every language has idiosyncrasies that make things happen differently. So the better way would have put a variable answer or variable answer equals zero, but I didn't do that. Okay, so I get down and I say while count is less than or equal to 3, and count had an initial value, neither count in or answer has an initial value. So I'm saying while count is less than or equal to 3. 1 is less than or equal to 3, so I go in. And when I go in, I put a 1 in count in, because that's what I do there. And then I say while count in is less than or equal to 3. And it is, because I just made it a 1. So now I calculate answer as count plus count in, so answer becomes a 2. And then I document right count plus the plus sign, and this time I didn't put two spaces on either side, plus count in, plus answer, plus the BR. Okay. Now, I want to stay in the inner loop, because if you look at the stuff over here, this is controlled in the outer loop by count, and this is controlled in the inner loop by count in. So what do I want to change when I look at my math up here? I want to change count in, but I want to leave count alone, right? When I'm doing the math facts, I want to change count in, but I want to leave count alone. So what I do here is I add 1 to count in, and then I loop back. Is count in still less than or equal to 3? Yes, it is. Answer is now 3, and I write out 1 plus 2 equals 3. And then I add 1 to count in, and I loop back. Is count in less than or equal to 3?
Yes.
Yes. Count in is less than or equal to 3. So I get the answer, which is 4. And I do a document write, 1 plus 3 equals 4. Then I add 1 to count in. Now this time when I go back, count in is no longer less than or equal to 3, right? So I drop out, and when I drop out, I hit that statement right there. So at that point, I add 1 to count. Okay, I add 1 to count. And when I add 1 to count, I'm at the end of the outer loop, so I loop back to that spot. And I'm at the end of the outer loop, one pass of the outer loop. So I link back to that spot. And I say, okay, is count less than or equal to 3? Yes, it is. It's now a 2. And so at that point, when I drop down, I change count in. I change count in. I reset it at 1. So that when I go into the loop, I've got 2 plus 1. And 2 plus 1 adds up to 3. And I write out 2 plus 1 equals 3. Then I add 1 to count in. I go back to the inner loop. Is count in less than or equal to 3? Yes, it is. I add them together and answer becomes 4. I do a document write, 2 plus 2 equals 4. I add 1 to count in. It's now a 3. Is count in less than or equal to 3? Yes. I add them together, which gets me a 5. I do a document right that says 2 + 3 = 5, and I add one to count in. When I go back, count in is no longer less than or equal to 3, so I drop out and I add one to count. So count now goes to a 3. I go back up and I say, is count less than or equal to 3? Yes, it is. Set count 1 at 1. So I set count 1 at 1. And count in at 1. And I go through that cycle again. When I drop out of this loop for the third time, I add 1 to count and it becomes a 4. And so when I come up to the top, it's no longer less than or equal to 3. I drop out and write the end of the math x. Does that make any sense? Because that's the most complicated thing we've looked at. And if you are sitting there shaking your head and saying, what is she talking about? I don't blame you. I would have too for the first time I heard it, I think. You've got a week to digest it. I seriously want you to go over this and make sure you're comfortable with it. Do what I just did. If you're not comfortable with it, play computer yourself and do what I did and run through it and make sure you're comfortable with it, because it really is kind of complicated logic that you're looking at. Okay, have a productive break. I will let you know, but I think next Tuesday, the Tuesday after break, is going to be a lab, because as I said, I've got a conflict. So we're going to have it as a hybrid class, which means we haven't had a lab in a while, so we're going to set up a lab. But that also means that because you've had the break and you've had the lab, anything that you have was assigned up through week 6 that I don't have by the Thursday after break, I'm going to start deducting points from. Okay? So in other words, get caught up, please. Because if you don't get caught up now, it gets really hard to pull it out.
I figured it out. It was,
okay.
I was putting in a break somewhere and it wouldn't run. And I